देवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्वः प्रचोदयात्।
Shamadi shaktam pradavai ma उतर गयो मेरे मन का संसार जब ते दर्शन पाया आकुर तुम शरणाइया आकुर तुम शरणाइया
अनबोलत मेरी विरथा जाने मेरी बिरथा जाने अपना नाम जपाया अपना नाम जपाया अपना नाम जपाया ठाकुर तुम शरणा आया उतर गयो मेरे मन का संसार जब ते दर्शन पाया ठाकुर तुम शरणाइया ठाकुर तुम शरणाइया
नाटे सुख सहज समाए अनद अनद गुण गाया अनद अनद गुण गाया ठाकुर तुम शरणाइया ठाकुर तुम शरणाइया सरे मकान सरे रे सन सरे रे सन सरे रे
बाह पकड़ कड़ली ने अपने बाह पकड़ कड़ली ने अपने ग्रहंध कूप ते माया ग्रहंध कूप ते माया ग्रहंध कूप ते माया ठाकुर तुम शरणाइया ठाकुर तुम शरणाइया
नानक गुरु बंधन काटे बिछुरत आन में आया बिछुरत आन में आया ठाकुर तुम शरणाइया ठाकुर तुम शरणाइया उतर गयो मेरे मन का संसार उतर गयो मेरे मन का संसा जब ते दर्शन पाया आकुर तुम शरणाई जाया साई तुम शरणाई जाया साई तुम शरणाई
स्वरूपं प्रणवपयोदरं
ప్రణవ స్వరూపం ప్రణవ పయోదరం ప్రణవ స్వరూపం ప్రణవ స్వరూపం ప్రణవ స్వరూపం భజరే యతునాథం మానస భజరే యతునాథం భజరే యతునాథం 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 ఆ
Thank you.
धीमहि सत्य देवाय धीमहि तन्न सर्व प्रचोदयात्। शांति शांति शांति।
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering my loving and prayerful salutations at the divine lotus feet of my ever-present divine master, esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. It's a moment of poignant memories as I stand here, 17 years after the day I was first asked to speak here in Kulwant Hall, in the year 1996, when Bhagwan had told me to speak here in Prashanti Nilayam in the Kulwant Hall the day after Guru Purnima. I so vividly remember the effusiveness of his blessings as he patted my head 100 times and tapped my cheeks and pulled my cheeks and said, Bhaga Matladevu. And it is this effusive, overflowing, unrestrained blessings of Bhagwan that has been the inspiration and the source of strength for not just the Vidyavahini program, but if we look deeply, this love has been the source of our lives, the source of inspiration in our lives for as long as we live. The Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program, which Bhagwan had blessed on the 85th birthday, is a program that inspires people with the motto of education for all, by all. The education for all, a clarion call given by the Government of India, has its own challenges, and those challenges can only be met when we ensure that education becomes by all, that each one of us is responsible for the education of the future generation of our nation. Swami's guidance has been continual. It is his guidance that has formulated the four pillars of Vidyavahini, the four pillars that we call IIEP, insightful, inspiring, enjoyable, and participative. How to make education insightful? When we had shown a few lesson plans to Bhagwan in October 2010, Bhagwan, in his own simple style, had said, Pillal ki arthamai tatluga chappandi. A very profound statement which is being spoken about in the field of education as child-centered learning. How to make the subject come alive for a child? How to ensure that the academics that the child is exposed to becomes a part of the child? That is the first objective, to make education insightful. When we had gone to Bhagwan for a name for this project in May 2010, we had given a few options and Swami said, Vidya Vahini Ani Petko. And in his own inimitable, beautiful style, Bhagwan said, A perato oka pustakam kuda undi telsuna. Bhagwan does not say that I have written a book called Vidya Vahini, go read it. He says, do you know that there is a name by that book? There is a book by that name? And we said, Swami, that is the inspiration of all our lives. The second objective of Vidya Vahini, the second pillar of object, the pillar of Vidya Vahini comes from that statement of Bhagwan, that is to inspire education with human values, to inspire, to breathe life into that which is dead, to inspire, to breathe life into education. The oxygen for education is human values. How to ensure that every class, every moment of a child's life is suffused with inspiring moments. That is the second objective, the second pillar of Vidya Vahini, and we keep continuously thinking of ways and means of doing this. The third objective of Vidya Vahini, the third pillar of Vidya Vahini, enjoyable, came from a beautiful instruction from Swami. When we had shown him a few animations of the lesson plans, Bhagwan was very happy. He was tugging at the laptop here in the bhajan hall. He was trying to, you know, he was pressing the various buttons and seeing. And he said, Ide pillalni akarshistai. This is what will attract children. To make the process of education, the process of teaching and learning enjoyable. That is the third objective of Vidya Vahini. And the amount of love that Bhagwan had showered in October 2010, November 2010, December 2010, and finally in February 2011, where he had blessed more than 300 volunteers of Vidya Vahini in the Purnachandra Auditorium. That is the spirit of participation. That is the spirit that brings participation into this program with inspired hearts. And that spirit of participation is the fourth objective of Vidya Vahini, to channelize the capabilities of volunteers towards self-rewarding service. So these four objectives of Vidya Vahini guide us to take those inspiring moments of Bhagwan to every school in this nation. That is what is the vision of Vidya Vahini. There are three deliverables from Vidya Vahini, three things that Vidya Vahini concentrates on delivering. That is, one is a very high quality lesson plan, so that the teacher who enters the classroom in the rural India has got a minute by minute script of what she needs to communicate to children. The second deliverable is mentoring, to create a scaffold, a support structure of elite teachers who are available on call or who are willing to travel once in a while to the village schools to ensure that the rural teachers get the feel that they are not alone and left out there. To ensure that those teachers get the support and the feel that the entire country is behind me. How do we bring that vision together is the thought process that inspires and drives Vidya Vahini. Lesson plans and mentoring are the first two deliverables, and the third deliverable are teaching aids. These are the PowerPoints that are created by IT volunteers. There are employees from multinational companies who are using the Vidya Vahini program as an outlet for their global volunteering, for their CSR initiatives, where their employees want to participate in something constructive, and this gives them an avenue to participate. They have created some of the best PowerPoints. There are employees from international companies that have translated lesson plans from English to Marathi, that have translated PowerPoints. They have created PowerPoints in Marathi for the Maharashtra State Board, And now we have an example in Hyderabad where volunteers from another company are coming forward to participate in their spirit of volunteerism. The greatest boost to the program came in June, very early in the program in July 2010, when Bhagwan made us make a presentation to Sri Ratan Tata. Sri Ratan Tata Garu, when he had come, he sat through a presentation, a very quickly put together presentation. And Bhagwan was gracious enough to tell that this is a good project and support, and his support in the form of TCS's involvement, the involvement of Tata Consultancy Services in this program has been phenomenal. For the last 3 years, they have kept a team of nearly 10 to 12 members going up and down. A 10 to 12 member team has been developing the software for Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini. It is this software that allows a seamless confluence of ideas where teachers from elite schools are able to come together and share their ideas on a common platform, where IT volunteers are able to support the teachers in identifying the best animations, the best images, and ensuring that the best content is created on the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program, on the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini portal. And it is this portal that allows the EHV experts to come and infuse value content into every lesson plan. And this is the support that we have received from the Tata Consultancy Services. Mr. Chandrasekharan, who is the CEO of Tata Consultancy Services, had come to Prashanthi Nilayam to hand over the first phase of Vidya Vahini software to the trust. And when he handed it over to Chakravarti sir, he said that we would like to be associated with the program for 5 more years. Because of this software, today we have 2,144 registered users on the portal. They have created 12,951 academic assets and 1,729 value content assets on the portal. An asset is a small portion of a lesson plan. These small portions of a lesson plan, an activity or a way to ask a question or a way to convey an interesting fact or a way to convey a day-to-day relevance or a small value content that becomes part of the lesson plan. These small assets are weaved together to create one lesson plan. And the number of lesson plans on the portal are nearly 501 as of June 2013. All this work has been possible only because of the support and the constant dedication of the state coordinators of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini, the subject class coordinators, and the content generation teachers from various schools across India. The label of Sai schools and non-Sai schools are only in our minds. Every school that comes forward with effusiveness, every school that comes forward with inspiration is a Sai school. And there are many schools in Delhi, in Calcutta, in West Bengal, in Hyderabad, and in across other states, in Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Kerala, where irrespective of whether they have the name Sai in their title or not, they come forward to create content in this project of that they know is a project of nation building, of building the future of our nation. The IT volunteers have been working very hard along with the teachers, and then there are the deployment coordinators, the coordinators who take this content and like Santa Claus go and give it to the rural schools. And today there are 26 rural schools across India, Sai schools, in which we are experimenting the delivery of these lesson plans. And they are the most important components, the teachers, that those schools are the most important components, because they give feedback about the quality of the lesson plan to ensure that these lesson plans would then be scalable for all schools, all rural schools across India. The support of the Board of Trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust has been like a pillar, has been rock solid. The trust has provided 3 projectors and 5 computers to 13 of the 26 schools. Other schools already had some projectors. So for the 13 schools, as part of the deployment, 3 projectors and 5 computers have been deployed. They have sanctioned, the trust has sanctioned a budget of 10,000 rupees for 60 schools, that is a budget of 6 lakhs, for creating teaching aids. How to teach science using various aids, and how these aids could be created at a very low cost, in a very low cost manner, and deployed to the various schools. That is one of the deliverables of Vidyavahini. And finally, the Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini Center for Excellence in Teaching is almost ready for inauguration here in Prashanthi Nilayam. All this because of the constant support and guidance from the trust of from the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. And needless to say, the only most deep inspiration and the driving force for the program has been Bhagwan. Bhagwan's inspiration is what has driven this program right from the beginning, and which continues to drive this program and will continue to drive the program. And as an offering of our love and gratitude, we offer the first publication of the Vidyavahini program at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Sameep, that which brings you close, Sameep is an art and craft curriculum which with workbooks and teachers' handbooks for classes 1 to 7. When we go to rural schools where getting the basic textbooks for teachers, for students, is itself a luxury, there is hardly any scope for the children to buy art and craft books. Why should the children of rural India be deprived of color and beauty? This is the thought that has inspired this program of art and craft as one of the streams of Vidyavahini. And this book is a book that contains 27 activities, one for each week each of the working weeks in a year in the school, so that the teacher can give these books to the children, and the children can do either the drawing or the coloring or some craft activities. And when these activities are being done in the class, the teachers have got a handbook which tells what would be the appropriate story or an anecdote that can be conveyed to the children during this activity. So that is the teacher's handbook. 7,700 books have been published. The workbooks have been published, and 700 teachers' handbooks have been published, and those are being offered at Bhagwan's lotus feet. We request Sri Vidya Ma'am, who has led this team very ably, to offer this at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and we request Chakravarti Sir, who has been guiding us throughout, to hand over the books to the primary school teachers, to the primary school and the Ishwarama High School. We request the principal of the Ishwarama High School, Shivram Krishnaya Garu, to come and collect the token from Chakravarti Sir's hands, please. And we request the principal or a representative from the primary school to come and collect the other set. Thank you, Chakravarti sir. We will be failing in our duty if we do not mention that the alumni of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who are currently residing in the Middle East, came forward and snatched this opportunity of getting these books printed, and it is their offering of their love and gratitude at the lotus feet of their mother Sai. With renewed prayers on this auspicious Guru Purnima day, for the Divine Master to continue to inspire us, to continue to guide us, to continue to take us with full vigor unto Him, we offer once again our gratitude to our beloved Bhagwan.
Shri Sai Ram, offering myself at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Esteemed elders and my dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. It is said that when the Shishya, the disciple, is ready, the Guru reveals himself. On this auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima, let us all pray to our Jagat Guru to give us the strength, the faith to follow on the footsteps that He has left behind, and guide us with His illuminating grace in every step of our life. This morning, we are fortunate to have two long-standing devotees of Bhagwan who will be sharing with us their experience, their perspective, which will be like a guiding post for all of us. The first speaker is Dr. Srikant Sola, Senior Cardiac Consultant, Department of Cardiology, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, Bangalore. Dr. Sola completed his BS in Biological Sciences from Stanford University, United States, and went on to finish his MD with a gold medal from University of Louisville School of Medicine, Louisville, United States. He then completed his internship and residency in internal medicine from Duke University Medical Center, Durham, United States, and later pursued his fellowship in cardiology, Department of Internal Medicine, later becoming a chief fellow, Division of Cardiology, Department of Internal Medicine, from Emory University School of Medicine, Atlanta, United States, in the year 2005. He then joined as the staff cardiologist, Heart and Vascular Institute, Cleveland Clinic, Cleveland, United States. In the year 2008, Dr. Srikant Sola was summoned by Bhagwan to serve in a super specialty hospital, and since then, he has been serving as a senior cardiac consultant at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, Bangalore. Dr. Sola has several awards and honors to his credit, named as one of America's top cardiologists by the Consumer Research Groups of America. He has had an extremely successful career stint, which he attributes to continuous guidance of Bhagwan. Dr. Srikant Sola is very active in research front, having several international publications to his credit. He is also the principal investigator for several research projects. Besides his stupendous achievements in the medical front, which Dr. Sola openly attributes to the divine inner guidance of Bhagwan, he is very well known for his talks on the methods to achieve the deep inner connection, the connection with our inner guru. The next speaker for this morning is Professor Dalton D'Souza Amorim, born in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, with academic qualifications on biological sciences. He has been a university professor since 1985. and presently holds a position of a full professor at University of Sao Paulo. He is a research associate at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, with more than 100 scientific papers and books published. At the Satya Sai organization, he has been the head of Satya Sai Center, National Education Coordinator, Deputy Central Coordinator, and Central Coordinator, and he now serves as Zonal Chair for Zone 2B that corresponds to South America. He is also one of the founders of Satya Sai School of Ribeirão Preto in southern Brazil, and a founder member of the Brazil Satya Sai Institute of Education. He also has been serving for the last few years at the Education Committee of the Satya Sai World Foundation. I now take the opportunity of inviting the first speaker of this morning's session, Dr. Srikant Sola. Sai Ram.
Humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Guru and Master, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders and dear brothers and sisters, my loving, loving Sai Rams to each and every one of you. It's a pleasure to be here on this holy and auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima. And as I stand here before you, I am reminded of how I first came to Swami, of a humorous incident when I first came to Swami back in 2008. After having moved from the United States to India. This was around Guru Purnima time, and I had just joined the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences as a cardiologist, as Swami's cardiologist. And so I had come here to Prashantinilayam on my first visit to seek Bhagavan's blessings as I began this new career, this new phase of my life. Imagine my excitement as I sat here on the veranda, not too far from where I'm standing today, and Bhagavan approached me in his chair and motioned for me to come forward. With my heart palpitating, every limb in my body trembling, I approached Bhagavan, kneeling before him, engulfed by his smile, his radiance, that beautiful divine fragrance that emanates from him. And with a heart full of enthusiasm, I bursted out with my hands folded. I said, Sai Ram Swami. And Swami just looked at me with a smile of amusement. I was very naive, perhaps, at that time, and certainly very simple in my approach to how I understood Swami. Perhaps in the time that has intervened, I have matured a bit, but my practice of Swami's teachings is still very simple. And what I would like to share with you this morning is just one of these simple practices that I follow. Swami has given us the four F's. Follow the master, fight the devil, face the devil, fight to the end, and finish the game. These are the four F's. In my simple-minded practice, I actually only follow one of these. Follow the master. I'll tell you what happened to the other three at the end of this talk. Follow the master. This lesson I learned actually by watching our students. As Bhagavan sat before us on the dais, I would observe how Swami's students would interact and relate with Swami. They were ever attentive, always alert to Swami's slightest motion, always focused with one-pointed attention on everything that Swami did. Whenever Swami gave the slightest instruction, the slightest hint that he wished something to be done, they would run off immediately performing that task, and when the task was completed, they would come back again and watch Swami with one-pointed attention. There are deep lessons in this simple practice for all of us. Just as these students were always observant of Swami, ever ready, always alert, and always obedient to the slightest hint for Swami's wish, his will, we can also do the same. So on this holy occasion of Guru Purnima, I wish to talk to you about following the master. This is the only practice that I really know. Follow the master. How do we do it? It's not enough just to talk. We can be like Swami's students, but here we have to follow the inner master, the inner side. We have to watch him with that same one-pointed attention, that same extreme focus, looking inside of ourselves, watching, always alert, always ready, and ever obedient to his will, his divine will in our lives. Now, when I share this with devotees from around the world, I find that devotees tend to fall in three different groups: children, adults, and our youth or our young adults. Interestingly, when I share this with children, they understand right away. It's simple for them. I just tell them and they say, "Okay, uncle," and they practice right away. And so I'm delighted to see that our students from both of Swami's primary schools are here. Children, you are the one who have to take this forward. You have to set the example. Follow the inner master. Follow the inner side. Be always alert. Be always ready and be always obedient to Swami. But you know, Swami is very mischievous and he loves to play. And so make this practice fun. Play the game with Swami. Play with Swami. Have fun with Swami. Follow the master. When it comes to adults, I find something different. Adults are often led away, sometimes very far away, by the monkey mind. The easiest way to tame this monkey mind, to vanquish this monkey mind, is simply to love Swami, to adore Swami. Because when we love our Lord, we become immersed in our Lord. And we become immersed in Him, we become absorbed by Him. And then the monkey mind vanishes. The second thing I find in adults is that we have to develop purity. Purity. We have to vanquish the six enemies: pride, lust, anger, greed, and so on. Again, the simplest way to do this is just through love. Just contemplate, meditate on Swami's pure, sweet, unconditional love. It's this love of Bhagavan that has drawn him to us, and it is love of Swami that will purify us. Just contemplate on that love, and all these six enemies will vanish forever. And then the third thing I find with adults is that they carry excess baggage. You see, when our students are sitting before Bhagavan, and Swami would ask them to do something, they would get up and run. And then they would come back and they would again sit silently. They would never proclaim what Swami had told them. They would just carry the work out silently without making any fuss. But when we carry excess baggage, it's difficult for us to run. It's difficult for us to be agile, to follow Swami's instructions. And this excess baggage is our emotional baggage, our resentments, our regrets, our sense of rejection. These we need to hand over to Swami because we don't need this heavy weight anymore. So when we purify ourselves, when we immerse ourselves in love, and when we get rid of this excess weight, even we adults can follow the master very easily. Yet there's a third group, and this third group is the one that I find has the most difficulty in following the master, and this is our youth, our young adults. Surprising. What they tell me is that they say, "Sir, it's fine for you to follow the master sometimes, but what about us? We have to study. We have to work. We have to establish ourselves in our careers. We have to move forward. I just have a family. I just had a child. I need to earn to support myself." Perhaps just as I was naive when I first came to Bhagavan as his physician and I said Sai Ram to everyone, even to Swami himself, perhaps these young adults are also naive in thinking that somehow, if we follow the master, we will be relegated to a third-class way of life. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, this is absolutely incorrect. And let me give you some examples from my own life. 20 years ago, when I was a medical student in the United States, I was physically far away from Swami. I did not have access to Bhagavan's physical form, and so I had to learn to connect to the inner master. I had to learn to follow the inner side. And I find, interestingly, that 20 years later, we are all in the same position, a beautiful position, today. Now, I had, as a student, all medical students had to take the national board exams in order to pass out of medical school. Some of you may know this as the USMLE exams. I was so attuned to Swami in those days that Swami gave me the strength to study for 16, 17, 18 hours a day for months on end to prepare for this exam. And when the time came to actually take the exam, I found that the answers flowed effortlessly, so easily that I was able to answer everything during the 2-day course of the exam without any difficulty at all. A few weeks later, when the results were announced, I was surprised to find that not only had I received the highest score on these board exams in the history of my medical school, I'd also received the highest score ever in the history of the exam itself. This is what happens when we follow the master. But let's be clear. Swami made it very clear. A few days after all the congratulations from family and friends, classmates, professors had died down, Bhagavan appeared to me in a dream. And he said, with his finger raised, he said, "You see, that was all my doing, Swami's doing." He said to me, he said, "There's no way you could have achieved that kind of score on your own." As you heard during the introduction, I went on to work at the hospital called the Cleveland Clinic, which is regarded as the number one hospital for cardiac care in the world. So let me give you my example. When we follow the master, Swami will make you not only number one in the world, not number one in the country rather, he will make you work at the number one institution in the world. He will make you the best that you can possibly be. But still there will be some doubts. Still there will be those who think that if we follow the master, we will somehow lack. Again, this is incorrect. Let me give you some examples from Swami's own hospital, simple and short examples. When we follow the master, Bhagavan will bless us with all success. He will bless us with all fame, and he will bless us with all wealth. I'll give you three such examples. First, let us look at how Swami has blessed us with all success. We doctors in Swami's hospitals, we are not only physicians who take care of his patients, we are also preceptors, teachers to the next generation of physicians. They are called residents. They have completed their medical school and they're completing their specialty training to become full-fledged physicians. At the end of their residency training, they have to take national level exams. And these exams are very, very difficult. For every 3 residents who appear for the exam, only 1 will pass and the other 2 will fail. It's a very difficult exam. At Swami's institution, we take this as a holy duty, as a sacred responsibility to train and mentor this next generation of physicians. And so what do? We follow Swami's examples. We follow Swami's guidance, and we follow the master, attuning ourselves to him so that we are constantly refining and upgrading our teaching program so that our residents get the best possible experience. The result is that whereas in the country, only 33% of residents are passing these exams, at the Sri Sathya Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, our success rate is not less than 100%. Let us look at the second gift from Swami, fame. Now we all know that Swami is the only hero, and we are all just zeros. I'll give you some examples from my own department, the Department of Cardiology. At best, we see that fame is a distraction. We have no interest in this. But we know that Swami gives fame as part of the play. If you look at the senior faculty in our department, we find that they are so attuned to the master that to be with them is similar to being with the master himself. Our junior faculty have risen so quickly by following the inner Swami that they have won 2 national level awards at various meetings. And as this fame, this word of our expertise and knowledge spreads, we find that we, our staff, are in such demand that when we look at medical conferences where physicians are educated, we find that we are booked for every single major international and national conference until the conference schedule ends in February of next year. Such is the demand on Swami's doctors. But not just his doctors, it's his institution, that sacred institution that he has formed. You see, when we as doctors go to a medical conference, We not only expect to hear the most expert physicians speak to us on the latest manners, we also want to see complex operations, difficult procedures being performed so we can learn. And these are beamed into the conference venue from various hospitals around the world. The organizing societies, the senior physicians who lead these societies, will choose hospitals which have expert physicians, which have access to a wide range of complex and difficult cases, which have the latest technology, and which have excellent infrastructure to support this type of activity. Swami's hospital has all of these. And what we're finding is that when these conferences are organized, these senior doctors are saying, I don't care what it takes, I want Satya Sai Hospital at our conference. Let us look at the last gift of Swami. When we follow his teaching, Swami will bless us with all wealth. We just have to follow the master. Recently, I was part of a team which was entrusted with the responsibility of purchasing new high-end CT scanners for both of these super specialty hospitals. We had prepared a budget, which was in rupees, naturally, but the vendors which provide these CT scanners give their prices in dollars. Now, as many of you are aware, because of various external factors, the cost or the value of the rupee against the dollar has fallen by more than 20% in recent months. So whereas we had budgeted for a certain level of scanner or CT scanner initially, we found that when we're actually ready to make the purchase, our budget was only able to allow us to purchase this much. Now here I should add that the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust has been very progressive, very forward-thinking in making sure that all of Swami's hospitals are enabled and equipped with the latest technology, and that we are always functioning and exceeding the latest medical standards. But we have a sacred responsibility. Swami had told us that every paisa that we spend has to be spent in the most responsible and efficient manner. And so we take this duty very seriously. So we had this much to work with, but the difference for the very best of the best CT scanners was this much. It was actually more than 2.5 crore rupees for both scanners. Now for that much money, brothers and sisters, we can perform 500 heart operations. So that gives you the perspective of what we were thinking. Here I recall what Swami had done when the first super speciality of hospitals opened more than 20 years ago. When he was asked what type of CT scanner to purchase, Bhagavan simply answered, purchase the best CT scanner on the face of the earth. And that's what was done. But now, some time ago, we found ourselves in a different situation. And so what to do? What else should we do? Follow the master. Going inside, we follow the master, all of us, whether it was from finance, biomedical engineering, cardiology, radiology, that's exactly what we did. And in the end, do you know what happened? The vendor, which sells the leading CT scanner, came to us and they said, look, we know that you are budgeting for this level scanner, our mid-range scanner, but we very much want everything we want to have our top-end scanners at both of your hospitals. Here's what we're going to do. We will give you both of our very best scanners at the same price as the mid-range scanners which you're planning to buy. And so Swami's hospitals, both of his super specialty hospitals, will once again have the best CT scanners on the face of the planet. This is the wealth that Swami gives us when we follow the master. Follow the master. You will have all success. You will have all fame. And you will have all wealth. But I know that none of us are going to follow the master for these things. This is worldly success. We follow the master because we love the master. We follow the master because for us, Swami's love is our life breath. We know nothing else but to serve Swami. We want nothing else but to serve Swami. But when we follow the master, Swami will give us all spiritual success as well. He will show you the truth. Bhagavan's will is for you to know that you are Sai, that you are God, and that everything is God. And when you follow the master, this will become as plain as day. When you follow the master, there is no need to face the devil, because the devil will disappear. When you follow the master, there is no need to fight to the end, because all fighting will cease. When you follow the Master, there is no need to finish the game, because the game of duality will be finished itself. Brothers and sisters, on this holy and auspicious day of Guru Purnima, let us all dedicate ourselves to following our Divine Master. Let us all remain ever alert, ever ready, and always obedient to His will. Jai Sai Ram.
Shri Sai Ram. I humbly offer my loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, omnipresent Lord Sai. Respected elders, dearest brothers and sisters, loving Sai Rams, it is with great joy that I submit to you on this holy, sacred occasion of Guru Purnima. We live now in very special circumstances regarding our connection with our dearest, most loved Sadguru Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. What have we learned so far? What have we achieved at this stage? How should we move from this point on in the Sri Satya Sai Baba organization? Answers for these questions have to emerge now from the teachings of our beloved Sadguru. From our connection between us in satsang, but especially from a constant inner connection with our dearest Sai within. The scriptures, our experience with Swami, and the spiritual inquiry. Some of these questions have to do with our understanding of the nature and purpose of the Satya Sai organization. The Satya Sai organization is an universal spiritual movement. We do not oppose other religions, nor do we ourselves differ from the devotees of other forms and names of our dear Lord. With our consciousness merged in Bhagavan, we see the same oneness in one and all, and we love all sacred forms and names, knowing that they are expressions of the same one principle. God is one without a second, says Swami. We know it, and that is the reason for the Satya Sai organization to be an universal spiritual movement. Being connected to the source of all love, the Satya Sai organization has not a checklist of activities to be accomplished. Being a spiritual organization, spirituality must be the first and last items in our agenda. As I heard in the Zone 4 meeting some days ago, it is crucial to understand what are the goals of the journey. The activities of the Satya Sai organization are not an effort, and neither are they the goals. The activities are natural expression of love that insists to emerge from within. Who accept our Lord could inspire us in this Kali Yuga to the point of being unstoppable sources of loving service. Not bureaucracy, not goals in themselves. The activities of the such a Sai organization are just natural expression of love. Look at the services being held in different places in the world. There are amazing medical camps being undertaken in faraway places in Russia. Immediate action after natural disasters, with services continuing afterwards without the support of any government. This is the case of Haiti, from 2010 to today, providing food, water, shelter, and medical service to thousands of people. Look at this Prashant Nilayam. Look at the new generation of leaders that are being forged with the temper of steel to face these hard times with an atomic view of the world. Look at the hospitals created by Bhagavan, which have no other purpose than to serve with love. Look at the services developed in communities facing hardships in Southeast Asia. Look at the dozens of such SI schools and SI education institutes imparting education free of cost in Latin America, Africa, Asia, North America, and Europe. 41 such SI schools and 27 SI institutes in 27 countries. Not only teaching math and geography, but also sharing love and awareness of the self. Not only teaching science and history, but also spreading the practice of Dharma and expanding peace. Transforming, not only informing. Such as SI schools are amazing 6 to 7 days a week services of 12 hours a day. The recognition of God in action is indeed a beautiful process. In the inauguration ceremony of one of the buildings of such a SI school in Brazil, one Christian mother publicly declared, "I don't understand why God has chosen this place to put this school." She was saying that she recognized the such a school as the work of God Himself. So the sacred name of our beloved such a Sai Baba is now known, respected, and loved in places far away from India by thousands of children, their families, and many dozens of thousands of educators of different religions. In Mexico, last year, there was an International Education Congress to which attended 1,500 teachers, 95% of them non-Sai devotees. And important as well, his teachings are being put into practice in the entire world, following Swami's footprints, as we were explained yesterday. This shows the omnipresence of Swami and his assurance that he will be with us forever. But it would be unfair to stick only to the big projects. Sons and daughters take care of their elder sick parents for years. They care for brothers and sisters facing hardships. Devotees are known to be always loving to their friends in their jobs. Devotees are silent examples to neighbors, to politicians, to decision makers. What an amazing miracle, this expansion of the name, the teachings, and their practice. But still, it is not an effort. It is only the natural expression of infinite, pristine love. Swami said that love is his only power. We have Sai. What else could we possibly want or need? Well, how is this love to be achieved? Swami has gone through this many times in so many ways. Constant integrated awareness, spirituality, saranagati, the complete surrender, unconditional love of God. There is one goal. Realization of the self should be our only achievement. We should only pray for moksha, the liberation from all attachments. Everything else would then just naturally flow. With the practice of education in human values, however, we come to know that example, not preaching, is the source of inspiration. In the Sachasai organization, it works like that as well. How are we going to inspire thirst of God if we don't have it ourselves? How are we going to share awareness of the Atma if we don't have it? How are we going to inspire the steps toward the Lord if we ourselves do not march towards Him? That is the highest challenge facing all devotees of Sai, especially those who have positions in the Sachasai organization. Your life is my message, said Swami. In what degree have we been preparing ourselves for the challenge? Have we dedicated ourselves intensively enough to acquire this inner experience, this fusion, this direct vision of God, this blissful state in which the personality naturally vanishes? If we do not move towards this goal, our ability to be meaningful in the transformation of the world is severely limited. That state cannot be granted by the body-ego-mind complex. That state, of course, is the grace and has to come from the Lord Himself. It is something to be intensively prayed for. This constant connection, this constant presence of His name and His form in our mind, this constant urge of Himself, the intense desire of liberation of all ties of illusion, this must be there with us. Sometimes the idea of spiritual realization may seem too much of a challenge for us. But Swami says it is our birthright. That's why we should constantly pray Asatoma Satgamaya, from untruths lead us to truth. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, from darkness lead us to light. Mrityormaham Amritaham Kamaya, from mortality lead us to immortality. Removal of immorality is the way to immortality, says Swami. Beloved Bhagavan, we humbly pray to you, please allow that we devotees of all your names and forms, as well as those who have already left and those who are still to come, to acquire this urge and finally come to directly know our true identity, your true identity, and then love until we become love itself. Jai Sai Ram.
We now pray to our beloved Bhagavan to bless all of us with his divine discourse. Sai Ram.
Embodiments of love.
ఈ విశాల ప్రపంచమునందు అనంతమైన విషయములందు అగాధమైన చింతలయందు అసంతృప్తి పొందుతున్నటువంటి మానవులు దేనిని వెతుకుతున్నారు? దేనికోసమై వారు తపిస్తున్నారు?
ఇన్ దిస్ వాస్ట్ వరల్డ్ విత్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ మెటీరియల్ and full of fathomless depths of thought and worries, the man being totally worried and totally lost for himself, what is that he is in search of? What is that he really wants?
Kondaru praptamainatvanti chintala nimittamai mari kondaru apraptam nimittamainatvanti oka chintalu salubutu kalamulo vyartham chavistunnaru.
Some are wasting their time thinking of the world, while some are struggling hard to earn that they do not deserve and waste their time.
Kani aadhyatmika margamunandu aneka mandi daivanni darshinchalani daivanni smarinchalani daivanto sambhashinchalani chintinchutunnaru.
But in the spiritual field, many of the aspirants, they want to enjoy the proximity to the divine. They want to converse with him. They want to be with him and near him.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwarulani manavulu chintistunnaru kaani ee Brahma Vishnu Maheshwarulu aakara manavulu kaadu.
Man worships the triune God in the form of Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara in a human form, but not so.
Veeriki aakaramulu levu.
They have no forms.
ఆధారములు లేవు.
They are nothing whatsoever.
దీని వల్ల లభించేటువంటి యొక్క ఆనందము లేదు.
And there is no bliss out of such form of worship.
అయితే ఈ మూడు కూడాను ఏ ఆకారంతో ఉన్నారు అని విచారణ చేస్తే ఉపాధులు లేనటువంటి యొక్క గుణాకారులై ఉన్నారు.
If you want to know the real form, you will understand, though they do not have any vesture whatsoever, they have certain attributes at the functional level.
ఏమిటి ఈ యొక్క ఆకారంలో?
What is the vesture, the form they have put on?
ఈశ్వర సర్వభూతానాం అన్నారు.
It is said God dwells in all of the creatures.
ఈశ్వరుడు అన్ని భూతములు యందు ఉంటున్నాడు.
God is present in all of the beings.
కాని ఏ ఆకారంతో ఉంటున్నాడు?
Yet in what form is he present?
ఈ ఆకారం తెలియనటువంటి యొక్క రూపమును చింతించి ఏ విధి ప్రయోజనం?
What is that you derive by contemplating on that which has no form?
కనుక ఈశ్వరత్వం అనగా కేవలం మానవుని యందు కనిపించేటువంటి వినిపించేటువంటి తలపించేటువంటి మరి మరపించేటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క శ్వాసనే.
Therefore the divinity is that which is present in everyone in a non-apparent way, that which cannot be heard nor felt, that will make you live in this world in the form of very breath.
Kani ee shabdamu ye vidhanga manaku gocharistundadi?
The sound, how do you able to listen to it?
Ee shabdamu raakaranga anubhavinchalante em cheyali?
What is to be done to experience sound in the form, in a particular form?
దీనిని ఉపనిషత్తులు,
దిస్ ఉపనిషత్స్,
బ్రహ్మ అన్నారు.
కాల్ ఇట్ బ్రహ్మ.
ఆత్మ అన్నారు.
ఆల్సో కాల్ ఇట్ ఆత్మ.
ఇలాంటి ఆకారరహితమైనటువంటి పదములు ఎన్ని చెప్పినప్పటికీ మానవునికి అర్థం కాదు.
మ్యాన్ కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ బై లిసనింగ్ టు దీస్ టర్మ్స్ దట్ హ్యావ్ నో స్పెసిఫిక్ ఫార్మ్స్.
అయితే ఈ శబ్దములకు ఆకారం ఏమిటి?
Yet what is the form behind this sound?
Itti shabda prabhamainatvanti yokka isaratanni ee aakaranga manam chintinchali.
In what form can we think of the divinity that is present in the form of the primordial sound?
Deenine isaratvam annaru.
This is the divinity.
Isaratvamaga అర్థం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వరత్వ?
మంగళకరమైనటువంటి యొక్క శ్వాస అని అర్థం.
దట్ ఓన్లీ మీన్స్ ద బ్రెత్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆస్పిషియస్.
ఇట్టి మంగళకరమైనటువంటి శ్వాస ఏ విధంగా మనకు ప్రాప్తిస్తుండాలి?
హౌ డు యూ గెట్ దిస్ ఆస్పిషియస్ బ్రెత్?
ఈశ్వరత్వము మానవుని యొక్క శ్వాస నుండి సోహం 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 అనేటువంటి శబ్దంతో మనకు గోచరిస్తుండాలి.
ద డివినిటీ ఈజ్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ద వెరీ బ్రెత్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సోహం.
అనగా ఆ సో అనేటువంటి దీన్ని నా యొక్క ఆకారం అన్నారు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దట్ వెరీ సిలబుల్ సో ఈజ్ మై ఫార్మ్.
అదే నా ఆకారం అన్నారు.
దట్ ఈజ్ మై ఫార్మ్.
అయితే ఇట్టి ఆకారం మనము గుర్తించడానికి వీలవుతుందా?
ఇస్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ దట్ ఫార్మ్?
తనను తాను గుర్తించుకోవటమే ఈ యొక్క శ్వాస యొక్క ఆకారం.
టు నో వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్, టు రికగ్నైజ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ అమౌంట్స్ టు రికగ్నిషన్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రెత్.
కూర్చున్నావు,
యు ఆర్ సీటెడ్.
కూర్చున్నప్పుడు సోహం వస్తుండాలి.
యు జస్ట్ ఫైండ్ ది సోహం.
దీన్ని వాచ్ చేయాలి.
వాచ్ ది సోహం.
ఏది సో, ఏది హమ్?
వాట్ ఈస్ సో, వాట్ ఈస్ హమ్?
ఏ యొక్క నాత్రం నుంచి సో అని వస్తుండాలి.
అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఆరిజిన్, ద బిగినింగ్ ప్లేస్?
ఏ ద్వారం నుంచి హమ్ అనేటువంటి దిగుతుండాలి.
అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద నాస్ట్రల్ త్రూ విచ్ హమ్ కమ్స్?
ఒకటి పోవటము, ఒకటి రావటము.
వన్ ఈస్ ఇన్హేలేషన్, అదర్ ఈస్ ఎక్సలేషన్.
కనుకనే ఈ వచ్చిపోయేటువంటి శబ్దం మాత్రమే గుర్తించుకుంటూ పోతే సోహం.
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాచ్ దిస్ ఇన్హలేషన్ ఎక్సలేషన్ ప్రాసెస్, ఇట్ ఈస్
ఒకటి లోపల పోతుండాలి.
వన్ గోస్ ఇన్ బ్రీదింగ్,
అది ఏ సో.
బ్రీదింగ్ ఇన్ ఈ సో.
హమ్
హమ్
ఇది అహంకారము.
దట్ ఈస్ అహంకారం.
బయట పోయేటువంటిది
దట్ ఇస్ అహంకార, ఈగో, బ్రీద్.
కాబట్టి బయట పోయేటువంటి దాన్ని మనం మొదలుపెట్టాలి.
ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ బ్రీద్డ్ అవుట్ మస్ట్ బి లెఫ్ట్ అవుట్.
లోపల పోయి ప్రాణాన్ని అందించేటువంటి దానిని మనం గట్టిగా పట్టుకోవాలి.
వీ హావ్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ద లైఫ్ ఆక్సిజన్ దట్ ఈస్ బ్రీద్డ్ ఇన్.
కనుకనే సో అనేటువంటి తత్వాన్ని మనం గట్టిగా కుంపకం చేయాలి.
సో వీ షుడ్ రిటైన్ ద ఆక్సిజన్ దట్ హెస్ బిన్ టేకెన్ ఇన్.
కనుకనే అనేక మంది సాధన చేసేటువంటి వారు దేచక పూరక కుంభకం అని అంటున్నారు.
మెనీ ఆఫ్ ది సీకర్స్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ పాత్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్.
సో అని ఒక ముక్కు నుంచి తీసుకోవాలి.
బ్రీద్ ఇన్ త్రూ వన్ నాస్ట్రల్.
రెండో ముక్కు నుంచి హమ్ అనేటువంటిది వదిలిపెట్టాలి.
త్రూ ది అనదర్ నాస్ట్రల్ యూ బ్రీద్ అవుట్ హమ్.
ఈ రెండింటికి మధ్య లోపల కుంభకము కొంతసేపు నిలుపుకోవాలి.
ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ది టూ దేర్ ఇస్ మిడిల్ స్టేజ్ కుంభక, రిటెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రెత్.
ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క తత్వము కాలం ఆధారం చేసుకోవాలి.
అండ్ వీ హావ్ టు గో బై ద టైమ్ ఇంటర్వల్ ప్రాసెస్.
కాలం యొక్క ప్రమాణం మనం గుర్తించుకోకుండా కేవలం ఇష్టం వచ్చినట్టుగా చేస్తుంటే ఇది ప్రాణాయామం కాదు, ప్రాణానికి అపాయమే.
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ గో బై ది టైమింగ్ ఇంటర్వల్ ప్రాసెస్ అండ్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ది మెయింటెనెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద టైమ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ సింప్లీ ప్రాణాయామ బ్రీతింగ్ ప్రాసెస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రాణ అపాయ, లీడ్స్ ద డేంజర్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ లైఫ్.
కనుక సో అనేటువంటిది ఎంత కాలం నీవు తీసుకుంటున్నావో,
ద టైమ్ యూ టేక్ ఇట్ టు బ్రీత్ ఇన్,
అంతకాలము దాన్ని కుంభకం చేయాలి, నిలపాలి.
మస్ట్ ఈక్వల్ ఫర్ ఇట్స్ రిటెన్షన్ కుంభక.
ఎంతకాలం నీవు నిలిపినావో అంతకాలం దానిని వదలాలి.
ద టైమ్ దట్ యూ టేక్ టు రిటైన్ ద బ్రెత్ మస్ట్ ఈక్వల్ ద టైమ్ దట్ యూ బ్రీత్ అవుట్.
కనుకని కాలస్వరూపాయ మహా అన్నాడు బ్రహ్మను.
సో బ్రహ్మ గాడ్ ఈజ్ టైమ్.
సోహం అనేటువంటిది బ్రహ్మతత్వమే.
సోహం ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మత్వార్ క్రియేటెడ్.
కనుకనే కాలస్వరూపుడైనటువంటి బ్రహ్మతత్వాన్ని కాలానుగుణ్యంగా మనం నడుచుకోవాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ యాజ్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ టైమ్ వీ షుడ్ ప్రొసీడ్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ.
కనుక విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
ఉపనిషత్తుల యొక్క అర్థాన్ని గుర్తించాలనుకుంటే కేవలం ఉపనిషత్తులు తెలిసినటువంటి ఒక మహనీయుల చరిత్రకే వెళ్లి దాని అంతరార్థాన్ని గుర్తించుకోవాలి.
ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు నో ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఉపనిషత్స్ యూ షుడ్ అప్రోచ్ ద స్కాలర్స్ అండ్ ట్రై టు లెర్న్.
ఈ సర్వ ఉపనిషత్తు సారమైనటువంటిది బ్రహ్మతత్వం నుండి వచ్చినటువంటివి.
అండ్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్స్ హావ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ.
ఈ బ్రహ్మతత్వం అనేటువంటిది వాక్ స్వరూపమే.
అండ్ దిస్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ వెరీ స్పీచ్ ఫ్యాకల్టీ.
మనోతత్వం అనేటువంటిది విష్ణు తత్వము.
ద మైండ్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ విష్ణు.
తత్వం అనేటువంటిది మంచి భావంతో కూడినటువంటిది.
అండ్ ద మైండ్ షుడ్ హావ్ గుడ్ థాట్స్.
మంచి భావమే ఉండినప్పుడు మంచి పదములే వస్తుంటాయి.
దెన్ వన్స్ యు హావ్ గుడ్ థాట్స్ యు స్పీక్ గుడ్ వర్డ్స్.
మంచి పదములే వచ్చినప్పుడు మంచి అర్థములే ఇస్తుంటాయి.
ద గుడ్ వర్డ్స్ కన్వే గుడ్ మీనింగ్.
కనుకని బ్రహ్మ విష్ణు మహేశ్వరులు అంటే ముగ్గురు ప్రత్యేకం కాదు.
సో బ్రహ్మ విష్ణు మహేశ్వర ఆర్ నాట్ సెపరేట్.
బ్రహ్మ శ్వాసము,
బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ బ్రెత్.
విష్ణువు మనస్సు,
విష్ణు ఇస్ మైండ్.
ఇంకా మహేశ్వరుడు,
మహేశ్వర
అది ఏ వాక్కు.
అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద టాకింగ్.
కనుక ఆత్మ, మనసు, వాక్కు మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వమే బ్రహ్మ విష్ణు మహేశ్వరత్వం.
దేర్ ఫోర్ ద హార్మనీ, ద యూనిటీ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ, ద సెల్ఫ్, the manasu, the mind, and the walk, the talk represent the divinity. And how can you declare its meaning?
వాక్కు ఏరీతిగా అర్థం చెప్పగలవు?
హౌ కెన్ యూ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇట్స్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్?
వాక్కు నీకు అర్థం చెప్పాలంటే వాక్ రూపంగానే చెప్పాలి.
ద వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ కుడ్ బి సెడ్ బై వర్డ్ ఓన్లీ.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్,
ఈ విధంగా మీకు చెప్తూ పోతుంటే మీకు తలనొప్పిగా వస్తుంటారు.
యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇన్ ఫుల్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్స్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ స్టేటెడ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ సీరియస్నెస్.
అర్థంకు తెలియనటువంటి వారు, ఉపనిషత్తులు చూడనటువంటి వారు, ఉపనిషత్తుల యొక్క తారాన్ని గుర్తించలేనటువంటి వారు మీకు అనేక అనంతాలు చేసుకుంటారు.
నేచురలీ దోస్ పీపుల్ హావ్ నెవర్ హర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్స్ నార్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్స్ దే కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్.
ఉపనిషత్తులు అనేటువంటిది చాలా శాంతంగా,
you should know it peacefully,
samayaspurtiga,
at right time,
pravartana pavitranga,
making the conduct
right, shuddhiga,
and in good words,
appude swasa shuddhiga manam cheppali,
and then you can have the purity,
swasa kuda parishuddham kavali,
and the breath should be purified.
Prema swarupulara,
embodiments of love,
lokamulopala,
in this world,
inniyo vidhamainatundi padamulu untunnavi,
there are so many words,
ఎన్నో విధమైనటువంటి అర్థములు ఉంటున్నవి,
మెనీ మీనింగ్స్,
కానీ అర్థములకును ఈ పదములకును ఈ యొక్క సన్నిహిత సంబంధ బాంధవ్యాన్ని చేకూర్చాలి.
బట్ వీ షుడ్ నో ద రైట్ మీనింగ్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ వర్డ్.
ఆధ్యాత్మిక తత్వం లోపల ఈ అర్థాలు తీసుకోవటం ప్రయోజనం లేదు.
ఇన్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ యూ కెనాట్ సింప్లీ గో బై ఇట్స్ మీనింగ్.
దాని అర్థం తీసుకోకుండా దాని యొక్క స్వరాన్ని మాత్రమే మనం ఉచ్చరిస్తూ పోండి.
యు గో ఆన్ రిపీటింగ్ ఇట్స్ సౌండ్.
ఇప్పుడు చూడండి, చాలా మందికి నేను అక్కడ చెప్తుంటాను, ఓంకారం అనేటువంటిది ఒక స్పెల్లింగ్ మాదిరి చూడాలి.
ఓంకార్, జస్ట్ టేక్ ఇట్ స్పెల్లింగ్.
ఓం అంటారు,
మెనీ సే ఓం.
ఇది ఓం అనేటువంటి స్పెల్లింగ్ కాదు.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ స్పెల్లింగ్ దట్,
ఇది ఒక పదము.
ఇట్స్ ఎ వర్డ్.
ఈ పదమైనప్పుడు దీనికి స్పెల్లింగ్ ఏమిటి?
దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ స్పెల్లింగ్?
ఈ స్పెల్లింగ్ చూడాలంటే ఆ ఊం ఈ మూడు చేస్తే ఓం అనే పదం వచ్చింది.
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ నో స్పెల్లింగ్, ఏయుఎం, ఆ ఊం.
ఈ పదం చెప్పాలంటే ఆ అనేటువంటిది గొంతు నుంచి వస్తుంది.
ఆ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది థ్రోట్.
ఊ అనేటువంటిది నోలక నుంచి వస్తుంది.
ఊ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది టంగ్.
అనేటువంటిది పెదవుల నుంచి వస్తుంది.
కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది లిప్స్.
ఈ మూడు చేరినటువంటి ఓంకారం నాభి నుంచి వస్తుంది.
సో ది కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది త్రీ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది వెరీ నారో.
కనుకని హృదయ నాళం నుంచి వచ్చేటువంటి ఒక సౌండే నిజమైనటువంటి సౌండ్.
సో ది సౌండ్ దట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్ట్ ఈస్ ద ట్రూ సౌండ్.
చాలా మందికి ఆ ఊం అని చెప్పమంటే స్పెల్లింగ్ లే చెప్పుకుంటూ కూర్చుంటారు.
అండ్ వెన్ దిస్ ఈస్ టు బి సెట్ దే గో బై ది స్పెల్లింగ్ ఓన్లీ.
తెల్లవారుజామున ఓంకారంలో చెప్పాలంటే ఆ ఊం అంటారు.
In the early hours of the morning, the Omkara is said in a long way.
Unity yokka sevam enti swarupam ani samakalamlo dani uchcharinchali.
And we have to say utter Omkara in the correct way.
Ekkadi nunchino plane vastuntadi.
The plane is dashing for.
Aa shabdam ekkadi nunchino labhinchinattu vastundi.
And you will be able to know its sound.
Kaani daggariki vachinappudu peddadiga vinipistundi.
And you listen.
తర్వాత తిరిగి అది ఎక్కడికో పోతున్నట్టుగా కనిపిస్తుంది.
అండ్ యూ ఆల్సో హియర్ ది సౌండ్ ఫ్రమ్ డిస్టెన్స్.
అది నిజమైనటువంటి ఒక ఓంకార శబ్దము.
దట్ ఈస్ ఓంకార ప్రిన్సిపల్.
ఆ లోకం నుంచి ఎక్కడి నుంచి రావాలి.
అండ్ ఇట్ షుడ్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ విత్
ఆ నాభి నుంచి రావాలి.
ఇట్ షుడ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది నాక్.
కంఠం నుంచి వచ్చినప్పుడు అది శబ్దం ఎక్కువ వినిపిస్తుంది.
అండ్ వెన్ వన్స్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది థ్రోట్,
కానీ తిరిగి అది వెళ్ళిపోయే సమయం లోపల తగ్గిపోతూ వస్తుంది.
అండ్ దెన్ ఎట్ ది ఫైనల్ స్టేజ్ ఇట్ డిక్లైన్స్.
కనుక ఈ శబ్దం కూడా సక్రమమైనటువంటి తీసుకున్నప్పుడే మనకు సరైనటువంటి భావన కుదురుతుంది.
సో వీ షుడ్ కన్సిడర్ ఎవ్రీ వర్డ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రాపర్ సెన్స్ అండ్ నో ఇట్స్ మీనింగ్.
అనేక మంది ఈ యొక్క ప్రపంచంలో ఓంకారాన్ని స్మరిస్తూ ఉంటుంటారు.
మెనీ పీపుల్ చాంట్ రిపీట్ ఓంకార.
ఎన్ని సంవత్సరంలో చరిస్తుంటారు.
దే డూ ఇట్ ఫర్ మెనీ ఇయర్స్.
స్వామి, ఇన్ని సంవత్సరం నుంచి నేను ఓంకార నాదం చేస్తున్నాను, నాకు ఏమాత్రం భక్తి కుదరటం లేదు.
మెనీ కమెంట్స్ ఏ స్వామి, ఐ హావ్ బీన్ రిపీటింగ్ ఓంకార బట్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు హ్యావ్ స్టెడీ డివోషన్.
కుదురుతుంది.
How is it possible?
సరైనటువంటి అర్థంతో నువ్వు చేస్తుంటే కదా.
You are not doing it meaningfully.
సరైన శుద్ధిలో నువ్వు పెట్టుకుంటే కదా.
You don't say it properly.
శుద్ధిలో రాగా తాళంలో ఊడుకొని ఏకం కావాలి.
And there should be a kind of proper rhythm in the beat.
కనుకనే శృతి కూడా ఉండాలి.
And the tune is necessary.
ఈ శృతి లయం కూడా ఉండాలి.
అండ్ దేర్ షుడ్ బి ప్రాపర్ రిథమ్.
ఈ కాలము కూడా ఉంటుండాలి.
అండ్ ద టైం.
కానీ మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని మనం చక్కగా గుర్తించుకుని ప్రవర్తించాలి.
సో ద బీట్ అండ్ ద రిథమ్ అండ్ ద టైం, ఆల్ దీస్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ హావ్ గాట్ టు బి టేకెన్ ఇన్ కన్సిడరేషన్.
అనేటువంటిది ఎంతనో కఠినమైనట్టుగా ఉన్నట్టుగా కనిపిస్తాయి.
We find that we think the Upanishads are very tough.
కానీ దాని అర్థాన్ని తెలుసుకుంటే అంతకంటే సులభమైనటువంటి మరొకటి లేదు.
బట్ ఇఫ్ యు నో ఇట్స్ మీనింగ్, దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ దట్ కుడ్ బి సింప్లర్ దాన్ దాట్.
ఈ సంగీతంలో ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క దోషము ఇలాంటిది.
here lies the mistaken music.
కొంతమంది స్వరం పెట్టుకుంటారు.
They go by this voice.
కాని ఆ స్వరానికి తగినట్టుగా తన గొంతును మార్చుకోవాలి.
And they have to change their modulation.
ఆ గొంతును మార్చుకునే సమయం లోపల ఆకారాన్ని కూడా మార్చుకోవాలి.
And then we have to change the posture.
ఈ ఆకారాన్ని మార్చుకునే సమయం లోపల
as they change your posture,
ఆనందమైనటువంటి కూడా ఆవిర్భవించుకుంటూ రావాలి.
There lies the bliss.
కానీ ఆకారం మారినప్పుడు,
when the posture changes,
శబ్దం మారినప్పుడు,
when the modulation changes,
ఆకారంలో అనంతమైనటువంటి ఒక వికారమే కలుగుతుంది.
And you don't cannot experience bliss at all.
చాలా మంది మీకు తెలుసును.
Many of you know.
సంగీతం ప్రారంభించినప్పుడు,
when one start learning music,
చాలా మంది అంటారు,
they just make a beginning.
కానీ అది ప్రారంభించినప్పుడు ఆ శృతికి తగినట్టుగా ఉందా లేదా?
And it should be according to శృతి.
ఆ శృతికి తగినట్టుగా లేకపోతేప్పుడు దానికి అపస్వరంగా వస్తుంది.
And if it's not according to శృతి, it will be a wrong way.
దీనికి దేహమును కూడా కంట్రోల్ చేస్తూ రావాలి.
And you have to control your body.
చాలా మంది మీరు భజనలో కూడా మీరు చూస్తుంటారు.
You must be watching in bhajans.
గట్టిగా పైనప్పుడు వీళ్ళ గొంతు ఇంత ఒక దూరం గజం దూరం వస్తుంది.
And when they just sing at high pitch, they will be at a distance from the mind.
గొంతు మారకూడదు.
And you should not change your tone.
ఇంత దూరం రాకూడదు అది.
And you should not be so distant.
కంట్రోల్లో పెట్టుకోవాలి.
You should be on your
కొంతమంది control. కన్నులు మూసుకుంటారు.
Some close their eyes.
కన్నులు కూడా ఒక కన్ను పైకి ఒక కన్ను కిందికి వస్తుంది అది.
And one eye upward direction, another eye downward.
వికారములు కూడా చాలా తన యొక్క స్వరూపాన్ని మార్పు చేస్తుంది.
And these postures also change your form.
అందువల్లే హార్మోని వాయించే సమయం లోపల,
as you play your harmonium,
హార్మోని పైన ఒక అద్దం పెడతారు.
And they keep a mirror there.
ఈ అద్దం ఎందుకోసం పెట్టారని తెలుసు?
Why mirror there?
దాని పాట పాడే సమయం లోపల ఆ అద్దంలో చూసుకుని తన కన్నులు, తన నోరు, తన యొక్క గొంతు ఏ విధంగా మారుతుందో గుర్తించుకుంటూ రావాలి.
As you play the harmonium, you should just look at the mirror and see your past, your postures and modulation.
అక్కడ సరైనటువంటి గొంతే లేకుండా పోతే, స్వరమే లేకుండా పోతే తన ముఖమే తనకు వికారంగా కనిపిస్తుంది.
If the tone is not proper, you will find ugly face there.
అలాంటి వాడు ఎంత మంచిగా పాడినప్పటికీ తన యొక్క వికారమైనటువంటి స్వరూపాన్ని అందరూ అసహించుకుంటారు.
Well, one may sing well, but he looks very ugly because of that.
ఆకారం సకారంగా ఉండాలి.
So he should be proper.
ఆకారం చక్కగా లేకుండా పోతే అంతా వికారమే అయిపోతుంది.
అండ్ ఆకార ఫార్మ్ ఇస్ నాట్ గుడ్, ఇట్ విల్ బి వికార.
అలాంటి వాడు పాటలు పాడకపోయినా కూడా మంచిది.
బెటర్ యూ డోంట్ సింగ్ సచ్ సాంగ్స్.
కనుక ఇతరులకు అకారాన్నుల అనేక విధమైనటువంటి అశాంతి కలిగించకూడదు.
అండ్ దిస్ అగ్లీనెస్ విల్ డిస్టర్బ్ ద పీస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ ఆఫ్
అదర్స్. ఈ ఉపనిషత్తుల్లో ఉన్నటువంటి ఒక అంతరార్థం కూడా.
దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఇన్నర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉపనిషత్స్.
ఈ ఉపనిషత్తుల లోపల చక్కని సరైన భావాన్ని తెచ్చుకోవాలి.
అండ్ యూ షుడ్ నో ది కరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్స్.
మనము కొన్ని పనులు మనం చేస్తుంటాం.
We do certain actions.
ఆ పనులు కూడాను సక్రమమైనట్టుగా ఉండాలి.
And we should discharge our duty correctly.
ఆ సమయస్ఫూర్తిగా చేస్తూ రావాలి.
Right appropriate to the situation.
మనం కొన్ని పాలు త్రాగుతూ,
as you drink the milk,
మనం ఏదో మాట్లాడుకుంటూ వస్తే ఆ పాలు అంతా కిందికి పడిపోతాయి.
And as you drink milk and start conversing with others, the milk will spill out.
గొంతు కూడా పాడైపోతుంది.
And the throat also will be spoiled.
మనం ఏదైనా తినే సమయంలో తాగే సమయంలో మాట్లాడకూడదు.
While eating and drinking, you should not converse.
ప్రాచీన కాలం నుండి ఉన్నటువంటి మానవులందరూ కూడాను,
all ancient good people,
భోజనం చేసేటప్పుడు ఏమీ మాట్లాడకూడదు.
And no one, they said, no one should speak as they die.
బ్రహ్మావి బ్రహ్మాగ్ను బ్రహ్మనాహృతం బ్రహ్మైవ తేన గంతవ్యం బ్రహ్మకర్మ సమాధిన, ఈ రెండు చెప్పేంత వరకు కూడాను నువ్వు ఏమాత్రము ఎవరితోనూ మాట్లాడవద్దు.
యూ షుడ్ నాట్ స్పీక్ టు ఎనీవన్ వితౌట్ సేయింగ్ యువర్ ప్రేయర్స్. యాజ్ యు డై,
భోజనం పూర్తి అయ్యేంత వరకు నువ్వు మాట్లాడుతూ మనం భోజనం చేయకూడదు.
యూ షుడ్ నాట్ టాక్ యాజ్ యు టేక్ యువర్ ఫుడ్,
అప్పుడే నీకు జీర్ణం కోసం చచ్చిపోతుంది.
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యు గో ఆన్ టాకింగ్ ద డైజెషన్ విల్ స్పాయిల్,
అప్పుడు అది పాడైపోయినప్పుడు ఇంక ఎన్ని రకమైనటువంటి జబ్బులు వస్తాయి.
అండ్ దట్ లీడ్స్ టు సో మెనీ డిసీజెస్.
ప్రశాంతంగా కన్నులు మూసుకుని ప్రార్థించి భోజనం చేసి,
అండ్ దెన్ క్లోజ్ యువర్ ఐస్ అండ్ ప్రే, దెన్ స్టార్ట్ టు ఈట్.
చాలా మందికి ఇది తెలియదు.
మెనీ పీపుల్ డోంట్ నో దిస్.
ప్రశాంతంగా భోజనం చేయాలి.
అండ్ యాజ్ యూ ఈట్ యూ షుడ్
నాట్ లాఫ్. భోజనం చేయకూడదు. నవ్వుకుంటూ భోజనం చేయకూడదు.
అండ్ యాజ్ యూ ఈట్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ లాఫ్.
లేక ఏడ్చుకుంటూ భోజనం చేయకూడదు.
నార్ షుడ్ యూ క్రై.
ఎండు లేకుండా ప్రశాంతమైనటువంటి గుణంతో భోజనం చేసేయాలి.
ఈట్ పీస్ఫుల్లీ.
ఏ పదమునకు దీనికి అర్థమో దానికి తగినటువంటి రీతిగానే భుజించాలి.
అండ్ యూ షుడ్ ఈట్ ప్రాపర్లీ నోయింగ్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ ఈటింగ్.
భోజనంకు ముందుగా కూడా ఏ చింతను కూడా నువ్వు తెచ్చుకోకూడదు.
యూ షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ వరీ ఆర్ యాంగ్జైటీ బిఫోర్ డైనింగ్.
నిత్య జీవితంలో మనం సత్య జీవితాన్ని గడపాలనుకుంటే ఈ విధమైనటువంటి కొన్ని అనుకూలాలు మనం చేసుకోవాలి.
ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు లీడ్ ఎ ట్రూత్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఎటర్నల్ లైఫ్, యూ షుడ్ నో ఆల్ దీస్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్.
ప్రేమముదిత మనస్సు కామ రామ కామ రామ కామ రామ రామ శ్రీ రామ రామ राम
स्वामी
समुद्र सुखना
పాదాంబుజం భజరే మానస నిరంతరం సత్య సాయి పాదాంబుజం భజరే మానస నిరంతరం పవిత్రం పవన చరణం పరమ పవిత్రం పవన చరణం పరమ పవిత్రం పవన చరణం పరమ పవిత్రం పవన చరణం కలిమల దహనం శ్రీ గురు 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 చరణం భవ భయ నాశన దురిత నివారణ భవ భయ నాశన దురిత నివారణ భవ భయ నాశన దురిత నివారణ పతిపురీశ్వర పంకజ చరణ భజ భజ మానస నిరంతరం సత్య సాయి పాదాంబుజం భజ రే మానస నిరంతరం పరమ పవిత్రం పావన చరణం
Yeah. Shine.